Thank you for listening to This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton. My name's Rory St. John. On March 12, 1930, Indian independence leader Mohandas Gandhi begins a defiant march to the sea in protest of the British monopoly on salt, his boldest act of civil disobedience yet against British rule in India. Let's hear what he had to say.
Oh, my Vishnu, my robes are chafing.
Gandhi, you're looking a little skinny lately. Are you sure you don't have the sif?
I do not know. I could have been messing around with that woman back in New Delhi.
What hey. Woman?
Hey, Mohandas, guess what we've got? It's some antibiotics and it could cure your sif instantly. But in order to get them, you must abandon Indian independence.
Or you could just go to the sea and get some salt. That cures it.
Damn
it. You know what? Curse you, British. I will not bow to your whim. My people, follow me in opposition to British tyranny. That sounds good.
It's going
to
be the saltiest independence movement ever.
And in an odd twist, it turns out that had Gandhi been tested regularly for BD, as he should have, India probably would have never gained independence. Very odd on this day in history in WHRW Binghamton Land.